Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, and we are so glad you can join us for today's show.
Hi, friends. My name is Peter. Well, let's get started. Today's topic is mystery.
And our title is Tina's Trouble. Tina's Trouble. Hey, Peter, someone is in trouble today. We better do something.
Well, I don't really know what this person named Tina is, but she has some trouble, right?
That's right. Well, I'm sure we will find out what it is today. We should get Mr. E to help this woman named Tina.
When someone has trouble, then they have a problem, or something is giving them a problem.
That's right. If someone is in trouble, this means something a little different.
That's right. If you are in trouble, then you either did something wrong and you're in trouble, or you really need help because you're in trouble. And I think Tina has a lot of trouble.
Well, I'm excited for today's mystery. I hope Mr. E can help Tina. Let's find out. But first, let's go to our keywords. Here's Jack to help us.
Hello, 今天又到了 E 先生办案的时间了。今天的案子是 Tina， 他的餐厅今天有人抱怨食物的酱汁很难吃，太甜了。The sauce tastes horrible， 形容词 horrible 就是糟透的意思。Tina 非常的沮丧，因为他明明是全家做菜最厉害的，但是现在居然有客人说他的料理不是太甜，就是加了太多盐了。盐巴是Salt. The food has too much salt. 伊先生到 Tina 的厨房去尝了一下盐巴 salt 的味道，结果他的盐吃起来是糖的味道。The salt tastes like sugar. 糖就是 sugar. 这下好了，客人都跑到隔壁他姐姐的餐厅去了。伊先生走进了姐姐 Gina 的餐厅， Gina 开心的大声说 One more customer.又来一位客人咯。 Customer 就是顾客、客户。伊先生点了一道意大利面 Spaghetti. Mr. E orders some spaghetti. 这个 spaghetti 是面条型的意大利面，你应该看过各种不同形状的意大利面，他们的英文名字都不一样哦。有兴趣的话可以去上网瞧瞧。所以伊先生是在 Gina 的餐厅找到了破案的线索吗？我们一起来看看就知道咯。
I am eating at a restaurant called Tina's Treats. I taste my food. I don't like it. The sauce tastes horrible. It is too sweet. I call Tina and she comes over to me. She is the cook. She begins to cry.
Another problem with my food? This can't be happening to me. I was the best cook in my family.
She cries.
So Mr. E is at a restaurant. I love eating at restaurants. I eat there with friends. You order a meal and enjoy.The restaurant does all the cooking and cleaning.
That's right, and the person that owns that restaurant in today's story is called Tina.
Oh, that's right. We know that because the restaurant is called Tina's Treats. Let's learn more about this with our friend Jack.
E 先生到 Tina 的餐厅去用餐，他说I am eating at a restaurant called Tina's Treats. 这个句子的后半句请你圈起来。Called Tina's Treats, 它是一个过去分词片语做形容词用，说是前面的 restaurant. 所以 a restaurant called Tina's Treats 就是一家叫做 Tina's Treats 的餐厅。我们来练习一下这种句型。We went to a place called Papa's Pizza.我们到一个叫做 Papa's Pizza 的地方去，或者 We met at a park called Central Park. 我们在一个叫做 Central Park 的公园碰面。这个过去分词片语当形容词用的形式，请你也练习造句试试看吧。
Thanks, Jack. So Tina's Treats sounds like a delicious restaurant, don't you think?But does Mr. E like his meal? Does he think it's delicious?
No, he doesn't. The sauce tastes horrible. Horrible. This word means something is really bad.
Ooh, yeah, really, really bad. The sauce is too sweet. I don't think that sauce should be sweet at all. It should be salty, right?
Well, he calls Tina over, and he tells her. She is the cook. The cook is the person who makes the food in the kitchen.
And she is upset. She begins to cry.
Yeah, another problem with my food? This can't be happening right now.
What are you talking about, Marie?
Oh, I was just saying what Tina said.She already knows that there is a problem with the food, but this can't be happening.
Why? I mean, mistakes can happen. That's when, you know, you didn't mean it to happen, but it just does.
But not like this, and not to Tina. She was the best cook in the family.
Okay, okay. Well, maybe there is a problem and Tina has some trouble.I wonder if Mr. E can help figure this out. Let's go to this next part and watch it together.
But now my food is too sweet or has too much salt. Everyone is going to my sister's restaurant next door.
She says...I look in her kitchen. I try the salt, and it tastes like sugar. I try the sugar, and it tastes like salt.
Someone switched your salt and sugar. I'll be back, Tina.
I say. Then I go next door.
So we learn about Tina's trouble at her restaurant called Tina's Treats. Tina used to be the best cook in the family.
Yeah, but now the food tastes horrible. It is too sweet or has too much salt. I have had food like that before.
Then you know that it doesn't taste good at all. Hey,Let's talk about some different kinds of tastes, okay?
All right. Well, candy. How does candy taste, Peter?
That is sweet. What is something that is salty?
Salty. Some things that are salty are hamburgers and pizza.
Ooh, and I can think of something sour. Lemons. Oh, lemons are sour.
Oh, yes, they are.Well, I like to drink coffee. Coffee tastes bitter.
That's right, and we always add a little sugar so it tastes sweet. Well, now everyone does not like Tina's food. It's either too sweet when it should be salty, or salty when it should be sweet. Her customers say that people go to another restaurant, her sister's restaurant next door.Well, Mr. E thinks someone switched her salt and sugar. Here's Jack to explain more.
伊先生尝过了 Tina 厨房里的盐和糖之后发现有人把他的盐和糖调换了。他说 Someone switched your salt and sugar. 动词 switch 可以表达交换对调的意思。所以典型的说法是Switch A and B, 把 A 和 B 对调了。比如在排队的时候你说 Let's switch Roy and Zach, 我们把 Roy 和 Zach 对调吧。或者 switch 其实也可以用介系词 with 合在一起用哦。比如说值班表排好了，可是我想跟你交换时间，就可以问你 Can I switch with you? 我可以跟你交换吗？这是 switch 的另外一个用法。
Thank you, Jack. Hey, Peter, do you notice anything, different?
No, not really. I mean, I'm just looking at my... Hey, this isn't my clipboard.
That's right. Peter, I switched our clipboards. I switched your clipboard and my clipboard.
Oh, just like someone switched the salt and sugar. Well, I want to find out more about this mystery, but first we need to take a break. Friends, we'll see you after this. Don't go away.
Welcome back, friends. So, Peter, something is happening at Tina's restaurant. Some people are having some bad experiences. Have you ever experienced something bad at a restaurant?
Yes, I have. Sometimes I go to restaurants and the food is cold or the server is impolite. I never want to go back to those restaurants.
Oh, that's not good at all. Well, let's see what happens in our next part.Let's watch together.
One more customer. Welcome to Gina's restaurant.
Tina's sister Gina says, I order some spaghetti. Gina brings the dish to me. I try it.
This dish is too sweet,
I say. Gina is surprised. She goes to the kitchen. I follow and watch her. She tastes the salt and the sugar.
Nothing should be wrong,
she says.
Maybe the food is okay,
I say.
But something is wrong.
Interesting. So let's start at when Mr. E goes to Gina's restaurant. She says, one more customer. Who is the customer that she is talking about?
She is talking about Mr. E. He is a customer. A customer is the person who buys something at a store or a restaurant.
Well, this Gina seems very happy with herself.Welcome to Gina's restaurant, right?
Okay, well, Mr. E sits down and orders something to eat. At restaurants, to ask for food you want, this is called ordering.
That's right. Do you remember what he orders? Good job! He orders some spaghetti. This is a noodle dish. I love spaghetti!
So another word for noodles is...Pasta, or if you are really interested in noodles, noodles are a kind of pasta. Pasta is the word for all the different kinds of that food.
And I love pasta. Well, Gina brings the dish to Mr. E, and he quickly says, this dish is too sweet.
Wait, but nothing is wrong with the dish, right? He is just saying that.
No, Peter, he's not just saying that. Something is wrong.
No, I think Mr. E is lying. He is trying to do something very clever.
No, something is wrong. Peter, that's today's calendar phrase.
Something is wrong.
Something is wrong. 有点怪怪的。
Baked these cookies myself.
Something is wrong.
I used a special recipe.
Something is wrong.
Aren't they delicious?
Something is wrong.
My dog will love them.
Your dog?
Yes, these are dog cookies.
That's what's wrong. Ew. Oh. Something is wrong.
Something is wrong. 有点怪怪的。
So something was wrong. Gina switched the salt and the sugar. Good job, Mr. E. Well, friends, we are out of time, and now we need to review those keywords. Say them with us right now.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Horrible. Horrible. This meal tastes horrible.
Salt. Salt. This food needs more salt.
Sugar. Sugar. I like sugar with my coffee.
Customer. Customer. Many customers bought clothes.
Spaghetti. Spaghetti. Let's have spaghetti for dinner. Friends, don't forget to practice those key words. Now, right now, let's review our lesson one more time.
I am eating at a restaurant called Tina's Treats. I taste my food. I don't like it. The sauce tastes horrible. It is too sweet. I call Tina and she comes over to me. She is the cook. She begins to cry.
Another problem with my food? This can't be happening to me. I was the best cook in my family.
She cries.
But now my food is too sweet or has too much salt. Everyone is going to my sister's restaurant next door.
She says. I look in her kitchen. I try the salt and it tastes like sugar. I try the sugar and it tastes like salt.
Someone switched their salt and sugar. I'll be back, Tina.
I say. Then I go next door.
One more customer. Welcome to Gina's restaurant.
Tina's sister Gina says. I order some spaghetti. Gina brings the dish to me. I try it.
This dish is too sweet,
I say. Gina is surprised. She goes to the kitchen. I follow and watch her. She tastes the salt and the sugar.
Nothing should be wrong,
she says.
Maybe the food is okay, but something is wrong.
Ugh. This food is horrible.
Ooh, maybe it needs salt.
No, I just added salt.
Maybe it needs more salt.
Maybe. Okay. Let me try it now.
Yeah. There. Is it better?
No, it's worse.
Oh, too salty. That's too bad.
Yeah, but it's not too salty. It's actually too sweet.
Huh? Adding salt makes things salty.
Yeah, and adding sugar makes things sweet. Ginger, what did you do to the salt shaker?
I filled it with salt.
Are you sure it's salt?
Or maybe I filled it with sugar. I don't know. They look the same, don't they?
Yes, but they don't taste the same.
Ew.
There. So far, so good. Now, let's see. Romeo meets a beautiful girl named Juliet. It's love at first sight. Good. Now, what should I write next? I know. Romeo tries to... I know. Romeo wants to take a message to... He brings a message to Juliet. That's it. He brings a message to...
I am Super Sentence Man! And you just said today's super sentence. The super sentence is someone brings something to someone else.
You mean like, Romeo brings the message to Juliet?
Yes, yes, you are a genius. Now, can you give me this super sentence in another way, Mr.,
Shakespeare. William Shakespeare.
William Shakespeare.
Yes.
I'm talking to the William Shakespeare. Mr. Shakespeare, you must be full of super sentences.
Well, I can try.
Please.
How about this?
Yes, yes.
My mother brings the pie to the children.
Brilliant. My mother brings the pie to the children. That sounds super.
Aunt Rebecca brings the pig to dinner.
Aunt Rebecca brings the pig to dinner. That sounds delicious. Remember, a super sentence every day will make your English great. Oh, but I'm sure that your English is already very good.
Yeah, well, you don't have to say that.
So what are you writing?
Oh, well, this is a play.
Yes?
It's called Romeo and his beautiful and sweet girlfriend, Juliet.
Why don't you just call it Romeo and Juliet, huh?
That's not a bad idea.
Let's see. Juliet laughs and says, I love you. The English is, too simple, don't you think?
Do you want to help me write this play?
Sure. Okay. Excuse me for a moment. Just stand there while I continue writing. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore is my pen, Romeo? There we go. Romeo, Romeo.
Well, these mysteries are always fun. Friends, thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you again for another great show right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.